Mr. Ike Hines, H-I-N-E-S-I-K-E, 1480, today's 12/13. This is a 42-year-old gentleman, presents today with fever, cough, congestion, tiredness, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, dizziness, severe tachycardia, not feeling well. Our patient is a 42-year-old gentleman new to our practice, who's has a significant history of lap band procedure or a year ago, lost 100 pounds, then gained 50 pounds back. For the past 3 or 4 days, he's been having trouble with nausea and vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, fever, and feeling terrible. Period. Nipirgaf family history, mom's alive with multiple myeloma, dad's alive with prostate cancer, no colon cancer reported, no esophageal cancer reported. Immunization, COVID immunization is up to date, allergen, non-social. He's not married. He works as a phlebotomist. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink on a regular basis. Medical problems, negative. Medications, none. His blood pressure has been a little bit elevated from time to time, but never been on any medication. For blood pressure, he does have family history of hypertension in his family as well. Review of system as above. 271 pounds reflects a 50-pound weight gain, 99%, 98.4, 1686, 138 over 93. Heart pauses, pumps with two lungs, fewer onchi, TMs are red. Posterior and pharynx is red, inflammatological, non-focal. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows no edema. Flu B is positive. Flu A is negative. Number one, flu B. Number two, nausea and vomiting. Number three, abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits, which was done A in face of nausea and vomiting. To look at his gallbladder, B, to look at his kidneys because of the fact that he has high blood pressure. We need to look at the vascular hypertension. And tachycardia, we look at his heart, again, to look for LDH in face of possible chronic hypertension. None was found. Next number, we looked at his neck because of lymphadenopathy and dizziness. His carotid was within normal limits. His thyroid is stable. His thyroid is not enlarged. There's no nodules, and there's copious amount of lymphadenopathy present in the neck. Period. Knee paragraph. So he does have mild BPH, which was discussed with patient. Next is diet, exercise discussed. Next number, patient would like to come back next week for blood work, fasting. Next number, status post lap band. Next number, because he did not have the next number, we'll check a B12 level in face of lap band. Thank you, along with cholesterol and other labs next week. Thank you. If it gets worse, develops worsening cough, congestion, shortness of breath, and fever, which could be a sign of secondary infection, i.e. pneumonia, we'll go to the emergency room or come here ASAP. Thank you.